This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You're tuned to ROFM, your local community access radio station. The time now is 7 o'clock on a Friday night, time for another hour of blues here on the Friday Night Blues Show on a lovely night in Marsden. We've had some good weather this week, and hopefully it will continue over the weekend, being a long weekend as we celebrate Wellington Anniversary Day. All right, first up we're going to start off with a song from Memphis Minnie. Memphis Minnie there, a song called Broken Heart. Might be all over the place tonight, depending on how I feel during the program, but I think we'll mix it up with some old and some more newer songs. And that song from Memphis Minnie came out in the early 1950s. And next up, we've got a track from Chris Kane from an album he put out only a few months ago, the album called Good Intentions Gone Bad.
I saw all the trouble you can make. You got me bent so far backwards, I feel like I'm just about to break. The last year has been exhausting, I've had about all I can take. I've had to tiptoe around your mood while days of my life were racing by. The way you're acting here lately, I'm telling you it ain't gonna fly. Can't stand the way you treat me, I'm just too sick and tired to even try. Thank you. but I dream of moving out before you would. Every day that we're together, I realize the size of my mistake. Can't stand the way you treat me. I've had about all I can take. I'm just one of your possessions, a toy you like to play with just for fun. I'm setting my alarm to wake me up before the rising sun. I'm gonna leave here this morning. I've had about enough, I got to run. And I'm taking mother with me. Come here, guitar.
Block there with a song called Travelin' Blues, and that's from an LP that she put out either in the 70s or the 80s, the LP called High Heeled Blues. Back in 2003, so close to 22 years ago, there was a concert put on to celebrate the start of the 100th birthday of the Birth of the Blues. And one of the acts here, of course, was Buddy Guy. And here's Buddy Guy with his version of Muddy Waters' I Can't Be Satisfied.
Won't be back no more. Going back down south, child, don't you wanna go? And I'm in trouble, I'll be on my way. Well, you know, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on crying. Well, I feel like snapping a pistol in your face. Let some lonesome graveyard be your resting place while I'm troubled beyond my way. Well, you know, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on crying. Jump and shout. That old train'll be late, man, when I come walking out. Well, I'm in trouble, I'll be on my way. Well, you know, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on crying. Can't be satisfied, I just can't keep on crying.
Buddy Guy there with I Can't Be Satisfied, because Buddy Guy got his recording career underway in the late 1950s when he was a session man for Chess Records in Chicago. Talking of the Chess record label, the Chess Brothers bought into a label in the late 1940s called the Aristocrat label, and recorded a lot of Muddy Waters' early tracks on that label, and also had a lot of success. They subsequently bought out the co-owner of that label and continued it for a number of years. And here's a track that was originally put out by Robert Nighthawk on Aristocrat, and came out in the late 1940s, and it's Black Angel Blues.
Black angel, how thanks to wings she spread her wings. I've got a sweet black angel, how thanks to wings she spread her wings. When and she spreads her wings over me. I'll get joy in everything. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If you don't love me, black angel, please tell me the reason why. Well, all right, man. Black angel for a nickel, and she give me a $10 bill. Ask my black angel for a nickel, and she give me a $10 bill. Told I want a small drink of liquor, and she bought me a whiskey still.
Next up, we've got a track from that concert in 2003 that kicked off the year of the blues, and it's Bonnie Raitt doing an Elmore James song.
Oh,
Bonnie Raitt there with Elmore James' I'm Coming Home. Bonnie Raitt, one of the great slide guitarists. You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show, and the time is 21 minutes after 7 o'clock, and if you happen to be motoring over the Rimutaka Hill and have just picked this up as you descend down the northern side, you're listening to Arrow FM, which is a local access radio station which is based in Marston, broadcasts all over the wonderful Wairarapa. So stay tuned to us and have a good weekend here in the Jewel of the Crown. One of the other labels that the Chess Brothers were associated with, in fact, they started this label in the mid to late 1950s, was a label called Cobra Records, and this was the basically the budget label for the Chess label, and a lot of the ones that recorded for this label in the late 1950s went on to become members of the Chess label, including this guy, it's Otis Rush, and his classic Double Trouble.
Laid off and having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah. They say you can make it if you try. Yeah, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep decent clothes to wear. To go. Bad luck and trouble taking me. I have no money to show. But hey, hey, to make it you got to try. Baby, that's no lie. Yes, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep these and clothes to wear.
Otis Rush there, of course, he was a great influence on a lot of the British guys in the early 1960s, including Eric Clapton. We might have another track from a Cobra artist, and this one is a song called Highway 61 by Sunnyland Slim. Sunnyland, Slim on Crombie label, and of course those old Chicago labels have long since disappeared, as with a lot of labels that recorded the blues from other areas of America as well. One label that is still going strong in Chicago is Alligator Records, which was formed in 1971, and it was formed basically to give Hound Dog Taylor the opportunity to record an LP, and since then it has flourished, and every 25 years they have been putting out two CD sets as a anniversary collection. And here's a track from the first 25 years, which came out in 1996, and it's Sugar Blue and I Ain't Got You. Sugar Blue there, and the version of a song I think it was originally put out by Billy Blue Arnold. Back in 2020, so the COVID year, Elvin Bishop and Charlie Musselwhite put out an album on the Alligator label called 100 Years of Blues, and the story behind that was that these guys had known each other for a long, long time, and before that album came out, or shortly before they started recording it, they performed together and decided to record some songs together, hence the 100 Years of Blues, because at that stage both of them had been performing and recording blues for around about 50 years, both of them on the Chicago scene from probably the early to mid-1960s. A great album, this one, Two Old Codgers Having Fun Together. And the track I've picked is a song called Just got to remember what it was. Midnight Hour Blues.
In the wee midnight hours, long towards the break of day, in the wee midnight hours, long towards the break of day, that's when the blues slips upon you, carries your mind away. I lay on my bed, cannot go to sleep. My heart is in misery, mind is sinking deep. Yeah, man. Wandering back to days of long ago, my mind was wandering back to days of long ago. And that little girl I used to love, I don't see her anymore.
Charlie Musselwhite and Alvin Bishop and a song called Midnight Hour Blues. This song actually written way back in the 1930s by Leroy Carr. A great album, that one, really laid back and mellow. All right, next up we've got another artist that recorded quite a few albums with Alligator Records prior to his untimely death. It's Luther Allison and Cherry Red Wine.
¶¶
midnight hours, long towards the break of day. In the wee midnight hours, long towards the break of day. That's when the blues slips up on you, carries your mind away. I lay on my bed, cannot go to sleep. In misery, mind is sinking deep. Yeah, man.
Well, I think we might stop that one because that was one we played before. Here is Luther Allison. Dear, dear, dear. We'll get to Aretha Ellison very shortly. That was actually a little bit of a Zydeco blues from Louisiana, and it was the C.J. Chenier and the Big Hot Louisiana Band, and it's not called Man Smart, Woman Smarter. Brought the time to 16 minutes to 8 o'clock, and a third time lucky with Luther Allison.
Watching you, babe. Party than a party. don't know what to do. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for you. Hope you're ready for me. You pretty little chick with your wavy hair. I know you think that I ain't nowhere. Stop what you're doing and run over hill. Do to your darling that I ain't no square because I'm ready.
Carrie Bell there, and his version of Muddy Waters' I'm Ready. Right, it's let's see, 9 minutes to 8 o'clock. Time maybe to fit in one. We'd be pushing to fit in two, but we'll certainly have this one I've got lined up. It's from a guy called Washboard Sam. His real name was Robert Brown, and he was born in Arkansas way back in 1910, and was actually a half-brother to Big Bill Brunsey. Washboard Sam obviously sang and played the washboard, which is the combination of a washboard and thimbles, and moved to Chicago in the early 1930s, and from around about probably 1935 or so became a very successful recording artist, often with Big Bill Brunsey alongside him, and he continued in the 30s and in the early 40s, put out a number of songs, usually with a trio of him, Big Bill Brunsey, and Memphis Slim. But after the war, things got pretty quiet, so he moved away from the music business and joined the Chicago Police Force, and he retired from that in 1963, and had a few tours with the artists over to Europe, but unfortunately died in 1966. So here's Washboard Sam along with his washboard, and a song from way, way back.
First time I heard your music, I was just 16. I couldn't understand all the records, 'cause I was young and green. Now let me play your seabird. Yes, mama, one more time. Yes, let me play your vendor. Your music sure sound good to me. work hard for my money, I spend it all away. You own your vendor at night and keep it locked all day. Now let me pay your vendor. Yes, mama, one more time. Yes, let me play your seabird. Your music show sounds good to me. Play it one time, boy. Night records are kind, pepper hot. Now let me play your seabird. Yes, mama, one more time. Yes, let me play your vendor. Your music show sound good to me. Just right. I can play it right now or play it later on tonight. Just let me play your seabird. Yes, mama, one more time. Just let me play your vendor. Your music show sound good to me.
Washboard Sam there, completing another edition of the Friday Night Blues Show, which was the first broadcast all over the wonderful Wairarapa on Arrow FM 92.7. I'll just put on some Kiwi music and it'll take us to 8 o'clock, and I'll be back at 8 o'clock with the 60s and Nostalgia Show.